in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, June 11th, 2025, episode 137. Hey, hello, my queen. I love you so much, and that's the fact, Jack.
Short and sweet. I like it. Hello, my love.
I got to do something different.
You're keeping it special.
Everything that rhymes with queen has been done.
Yes.
I even went to ChatGPT. They're like, have you tried this? Have you tried that? Nah, yes. The only one that was left was spleen, but I didn't know how to work it out. Let's cheers, baby. One, two, three. Oh, look at you drinking something from a glass.
Yes.
Water. Very nice.
I'm saving myself for Friday.
Yeah, but you had promised Vineyard Nation soon you would return to the grape.
I know.
All right.
I had entirely too much grape last week.
Let me have my air.
What are you drinking, Adam?
Well, thank you for asking, Tina. This is a fan favorite of the show. Say it with me now.
Argelais. Pinot Noir.
That's right. I picked up two bottles of the Argelais because I'm like, I am drinking expensive bottles of wine people have given us by myself over periods of 5 to 6 days. This is not spent well.
No.
Because even though I enjoy with my meal, my one glass a day, which I'm pretty good at.
Yeah, you're down to one glass. Yeah.
I've been like that for a while, but yeah. It's like, oh boy, it's down to one glass. My svelte figure.
Well, you're clocking in at 197.
197.4 is pretty much my... did we talk about the Feedmeister on the last show?
No, this is new.
Holy mackerel. I took her on Friday, which means it's time for her to get food. It usually goes like this. I have to go get food from the vet on Friday. And Tina goes, you know, if you just ordered that through woof.com.
No, Chewy.com, it would show up at our door.
And I said,
but
yes.
But you love your lady friends there because they're like, Adam. You're like, hello, fangirls.
You know what? When there's an emergency, the girls are there for me, whatever we need for our dog.
This is true.
And yes. But also, not because I want to support them, so I buy it from them.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think it's that much cheaper to get it from Woof Chewy, whatever that
woof
is.
Woof Chewy.
I just invented a new brand.
Woof Chewy.
Excuse me. But then I can also put Phoebe on the scale.
Yes.
And so first of all, she's so great in that parking lot because she has to sniff every rock. There's lots of rocks.
It's like Disney World for her.
It's like Instagram overload for her.
Yeah,
like,
so
look
Facebook.
At all these posts. Look at all these posts. Oh my goodness. What's happening? But then I say, hey, come on, let's go. I don't have to. Lead her by the... She just goes, boop, 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 boop. We go in. She goes in. There's a guy sitting there. There's a dog barking in the background. So, wow, is that your dog? She says, yeah. Got sprayed by a skunk.
Oh,
man.
You can bring him to the vet?
Apparently
you
can.
But you got to put him in your car.
Well, your car.
No. No. We would be dragging her on the back end with the leash.
I would, Phoebe.
No, you know what? We could put her on a bike or a little in a wagon.
Phoebe, by the way, is no longer on the show.
No, she doesn't come in the studio anymore.
No, she's given up. But oh boy.
Well, wait, get back to it. So you put her on the scale.
94.3, everybody.
94.3.
The cheers arose from behind the counter. How does she do it? Please, Adam, put me on Phoebe's diet. I love it.
Yeah, because she's down
3 pounds.
23
pounds. Well, since
almost
OG.
Down 30 pounds, mm-hmm. Almost.
Well, this is...
She was a hog, man.
We hogged her up.
We did.
But, you know, 90 to 95, that's a good range for her. And, you know, I made sure she pooped in the morning first. So, just, you know,
at
least 3 pounds.
I know.
She was probably 97 and a half.
I know.
But, yeah. But anyway, so big mouth Phoebe, who doesn't want to be on the show anymore, is like, hey, you want to come and see the stupid podcast? But last night.
Oh, I know. This dog does not like thunderstorms. We've talked about this a few times.
Right. So our routine is, come on, we're going to bed. You get one cookie. She gets one bone in the morning, one little chew. So she devours it in 3 seconds.
It's not little. But she's inhaled.
She gets one cookie, which are so good, I would eat them.
You have eaten them when you've been hungry. Yes. Yeah. When we have run out of chocolate, you're like, I think I'll have one I'll of Phoebe's biscuits.
They're good biscuits, like yogurt and vanilla, and she got all kinds of good stuff. So we take the biscuit. She comes in the studio. She lays down in her bed. She sits down right. Boop, she runs. Sometimes she
prances
into the bedroom. I'm ready. And she sits down. You give her half broken in half. I give her half broken in half. It's quite the little routine our family has. And then, all right, good night, Bubba. You go out. And then I go around my desk to turn off the lights. And as I'm turning, and then usually, then I turn off this desk light and I say, good night, Bubs. And then I close the door. I'm turning off the light and I hear, phew, and she'd already laid her head down. She was already down. She lays down right away. And she jumped up and she runs out. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
And she runs out and she's laying by our bedroom door, kind
of. No. She was laying by the living room.
But closer to the bedroom door than anything. Mm. And you, because we knew the storm was coming, you say, I think she heard a storm.
I think she's sensing it because it was coming.
And so and of all people, Tina says, well, why don't we put her bed in our bedroom? Like, who is this? Who is this all of a sudden?
Because usually I'm like, just put her in there. She's
a dog. She'll be fine.
Throw her thunder shirt on and call it a night.
So we drag it. You drag it on your side. I'm like, babe, this is not
You're
a
like,
good
how are you going to get out of the bed when you have to go pee twice a night?
Yeah. And the dog, meanwhile, is laying down right next to me while I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, okay, the dog needs to be near the male energy. I get it. So I drag the bed over on my side. She lays down on my side, not in the bed, down, and just is there. The thunder's rolling in. There's rain going. She gets up. And I hear her walking. And then she laid down the front of our bed. And this morning when I woke up, she was in her bed and she was quiet and calm all night with a lot of thunder and a lot of rain going on.
We didn't hear her panting at all.
No.
And then when we started hearing her like licking herself, we're like, okay, get out. Get out.
It's 7 o'clock. All right. Yeah. Everybody's up.
Yeah.
So. Big talker, this dog.
Yes.
Don't want to be on the podcast.
She's a fraidy cat.
She's just, I'm scared, Dad. We're scared of the boom booms.
A lot of dogs are, though. Yeah. Somebody else was telling, I think Debbie Sparklemeister was telling me that her dogs are afraid too. I think that was Debbie. Somebody told me.
Lots of dogs. But when he had the hail and you put the thunder shirt on her, that was great.
Yeah.
And you were more freaked out than she was.
I thought our windows were going to break.
Well, a lot did break in hindsight.
Yes, and we found more damage from this hailstone.
We didn't realize how much damage we had.
Our garage doors are dented completely.
Yeah, it's like someone hit us with the...
golf balls.
Yeah, like a shot from a cannon.
And
then
our... And I don't know that we're going to change. It's the back of our house. And until they do hail-resistant garage doors, why should we change it? And they would be so heavy, too. I mean, how do you make them hail resistant?
I don't know.
And then we have all of our screens on our screen porch have been pummeled. We got to have all that replaced.
A couple of holes.
Yeah.
In there.
Our deck box. We have a deck box. The holes
like
in the
mortar,
plastic.
Like mortar holes.
Yes. Poof. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have found more.
A little
damage.
More severe than we thought.
Yeah.
Because
we thought, because our, praise God, our roof
windows,
wasn't.
Our roof is, a metal roof. Our roof is okay. The gutters are okay. Everything else is fine.
Yeah. So, could you imagine a car being out? Though the car would have been destroyed.
Oh, no, you're ruined. Ruined.
Somebody just told me that.
You got to throw blankets on it.
Yeah. Somebody just told me that one car, who was, I can't keep track of all these conversations. Oh, before we go any further, I want to say a huge congratulations to the wine heiress and the fixer who got married today.
Secretly, woo-hoo! In a secret little, that's almost like they eloped.
Yes. Well, I mean, very few people knew. And they went to a small little chapel and only Pastor Jimmy and Annette were there and a photographer and that's it. And they got married.
Congratulations.
We are so happy for them. So
you know what? There's also no registry, so I'm good.
Yeah. It's great. Maybe they'll throw a party in the summer or something.
Then if there's a registry, then we'll
So
we'll
I walked into Vaudeville because I had lunch with the ladies today. I've been having lunch with the ladies lately.
The ladies who lunch. Yes, of the ladies who lunch. Yes. Oh, believe me, big topic on the No Agenda show.
Yes.
Tina had lunch with the ladies. Here's the crazy stuff they're talking about. Listen to this. Med beds, everybody. Med beds.
We didn't talk about med beds, but we talked about those patches that...
patches?
The stem cell patches that our friend reviewed.
There may be something to that, actually.
Yes. They're all sold on them. But anyway, I walked into the restaurant today and the newlyweds were there.
Ah.
So I was so happy. And I said to each of them separately, I said, you know, Adam and I, we have six... marriages between the two of us. And the difference with our marriage now is God is right in the center. And I said, and because God is right in the center, because they met, I don't know if they met at Bridge Church, but they both go to Bridge Church. I don't know where they met. But they both live in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
But I said, because God is in the center of their relationship, that it's going to make all the difference in
it
the
will.
World.
Yeah. It will. I texted him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, did you see the newsletter?
No, I did. I did. I'm just trying to think what was in it. I'm sorry. Help me. I did see it. I'm sorry. My brain is frazzled.
Really?
Tell me
I'm
what
surprised.
Was in it.
I'm surprised that you...
No, I make a point of looking at it. Are you just going to make me go look for it? Okay,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Because I don't think you read it.
I thought
because
I did.
You would know.
I probably would. I haven't seen it. I already don't like the title. I don't like your newsletter are stressful to me. Here we go. It's simply inequitable. What is this? You're right. I didn't see this.
I read it. And, I read it. No, you did not read it.
Wow. Okay. So do you mind if I read this to Vineyard Nation? If you're not subscribing to the newsletter, you're missing out.
Sure, go
In
ahead.
The evening, cork soakers and salmoniers of Vineyard Nation, Adam took a rare day off yesterday. It was nice to see him relax. He'll give a recap. Not anymore, not after this newsletter. I've been lunching a lot lately. Lunch with the ladies, as Adam calls it. There's no end in sight. I'm here for it. And then, speaking of lunch, I'm going to give another one-star review of a restaurant in Fred. This is for your benefit, so you can avoid it should you visit our town. Wow. And then we have a new obsession, possibly addiction. We'll share what it is. And yes, I'm going to HR. I'm filing a complaint. A picture of my pile of laundry versus your pile of laundry. By the way, I see a t-shirt in here, which must have been in there for at least a week and a half because I've been missing this one.
Look at the difference in the piles. I'm going to HR. I'm done.
I mean, I'm so conflicted about this.
Do you know what's in that big pile?
Yeah, hoodies.
Yes.
Yeah, hoodies.
Yes. And so So every time I finish
You
the
are
laundry-
now forbidden from doing my laundry.
Oh.
I've okay. told you this before.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get you your own basket.
But let me tell you the things that you no longer that I will no longer do for you.
Oh. What, the salt?
I'm on the salt, babe.
Cleaning the grill?
I haven't done the grill recently.
Okay.
There's a couple other things I do around here.
Okay, like?
Yeah.
Take the dog?
I'm not going to get into it.
Put the dog in the car?
I'm not going to get into it with you. If this is your only problem with me, life is pretty good, girl. May I please read before? Lunch with the ladies. My life is so good. I love it. I'm going to do this a lot. Oh, yes. Life is so bad for you, Tina Marie.
I have to tell you, though, I have a visceral reaction when I do all the laundry.
No, let me finish.
You
don't have to tell me that because it is apparent from that look on your face. You are head down. Just a scowl as she drags. I say, can I help? Can I just get staff for you? I will gladly give up my wine budget for staff to come in and do the laundry. Anything to improve your life, Queen Tina.
Oh, I just want you to know I'd like an empty laundry basket for just a few hours.
Okay, I'll go back to what I was doing before, hiding it. Hiding it because I'm afraid of that face you make, that scowl, that ugly mug that's like, what is the trauma?
I happily do your laundry.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You do not. You despise it. What? All laundry. Don't give me that. You don't like doing it.
I don't.
You hate it.
I don't. I don't. Wouldn't say that I hate it.
It's pretty close.
It just seems like it's like the.
It doesn't ever
it's like
end.
If I was employed by the laundry company, comma Inc., I can have a job forever.
It's amazing.
It never goes away.
People say, "Hey, will you come and clean up my whole house, all my crap?" I love it. I can't wait for it. Her husband, who works
This is true.
Keeps the fires burning. You have laundry. Can't you turn them inside out and wear them two times? What's wrong? Those socks are perfectly fine.
Hey, that's a good idea.
I already do that.
No, you don't.
I am so afraid of you. Since the beginning of the show, it's been about the crappy laundry. This will be the end of us.
No, babe, we have God.
God, you know what God does? He like, I don't like laundry either.
Oh, I just thought it was funny. I was doing the laundry yesterday and I needed a picture.
It's hilarious.
I needed a picture for the newsletter. Mike, this is
Big
perfect.
Arrow, Adam this, Arrow, Tina
this
Arrow.
Is perfect.
Hey, you know,
yes.
It's unfair. First of all, I do wear hoodies. Second of all,
they're so bulky. They take up a lot of room.
I have 1/8 the amount of clothes that you do. I rewear my shirts over and over again. Do you know why? Because I'm afraid to put them in the laundry basket.
Why is your pile so big then?
That's just the hoodies. The shirts, you notice all the sleeves are rolled up, and I'll go up to the shirt. Does it smell? No, it doesn't smell. I can wear it one more time. I am deathly afraid of you, woman. You think that's funny? It's not. This is the final issue in our relationship is this. And I don't think it will ever get solved.
I don't think so either.
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be better. You be better too.
I'm not going to be better about anything when it comes to laundry. I'm throwing my crap into the laundry basket and I expect it to be cleaned and done. All right. I not always say,
I thought that
I
was funny.
Really appreciate it.
You
thank
do.
You.
You okay. do. You do. You
I know
do.
It's not enough.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
It's not enough. I mean, it's just not enough.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
The F word. You can't, you know, it's not fine. You can't fool me.
It's not. It's, something's it is just what so, it is. I just like razzing you for it. I wash your underwear and your socks and your t-shirts and your hoodies and your jeans and your. What else?
I wear my jeans for weeks.
I know
on
they're
end.
Like. Why do you do that?
For fear of this very issue. Okay. I'm not even kidding.
Are you serious?
Deadly serious.
Oh, get out of here! I'm just teasing
you. Do
you
know what? Okay, I'm gonna film your face next time you're doing laundry.
Are there things that you just don't like to do?
Not to that degree.
Do you like to clean the grill?
No.
Okay. Then I feel the same
way. But I
way.
Don't have to do the grill once a week.
I know. I almost blew the house up the other day because it was smoking everywhere.
Anyway, I don't know how to resolve this. I've offered several solutions several times. I think you're just holding on to it so you have one little thing over
yes,
me.
Yes, it's show
that's,
content.
That's okay. There you go. 18 minutes. Okay, let's move on now from the trauma of the basket. Basket trauma.
Basket trauma. There you go.
I like that too. Yes.
So I mentioned in the newsletter lunching with the ladies. I've been lunching with the ladies, which has been fun. And we went to last week.
Maybe if you lunch less with the ladies and did more laundry, life would be better.
Excuse me?
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I'm not complaining. It was just show content. I just thought it was funny. I needed a picture for the newsletter.
Every good joke is rooted in some form of truth.
It's the hoodies, babe. I just have a love-hate relationship with the hoodies.
Okay, stop. So the other day.
Stop.
I'm literally wearing a shirt. Why am I wearing a shirt? Because I'm like, I don't want her to see me in a hoodie again. And then you said, you can wear a hoodie anytime you want, babe. Anytime. You be you, boo. And then what happens? Show microphone opens.
You be,
bam.
You
hoodie.
Be you, boo.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Let's, back to lunch with the ladies. So we went to the Albert Hotel. We have been to the Albert Hotel for dinner two times. The second time was atrocious.
Yes.
Because I had to send my meal back. This is a new, very expensive hotel.
This is the big shishi. This was supposed to, we've been waiting years for this.
4 years for the years. Thing to build. So, Andrea decided a group of us women would go and have lunch. They just opened for lunch. So we get there early and
like what's early? 11
we o'clock got there. Or? I think we got there at 11. So when we opened and there was one server who was going around there was not that many people there at all. So a couple of the ladies ordered a bottle of wine and our beverages aren't coming. And so I said to the guy, I'm like, where is the wine? And he's like, oh, they're down in the cellar. They're looking for it. a whole hour.
That's a red flag. If you can't find the wine in your cellar, that's
a whole
red flag.
Hour went by and they finally got the wine. And then we had to wait forever for the food. And the food ended up being pretty good, but the service was terrible. And then you have the bartender. He can see us standing there, did not offer to help at all, at all.
I mean, standing
not sitting there.
When you,
sitting there at the table. Yeah. Did not offer to help us at all. And then we said, where's the bartender? And they said, oh, we don't know. He went somewhere. We'll go find him. It was not a great experience.
Is this your one-star rating?
My one-star rating for the restaurant in the Elbert Hotel. And, but the food was good. The service was atrocious.
So it's one star just for the food only?
No, for the service.
Well, then the food?
The food, I would say I'd give it a 3.5.
I don't think any food is good if the service is no good. Yeah. It's the whole package.
It makes up. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. We haven't stayed in this hotel.
No, I wouldn't stay there.
No. I'm sorry to hear this because I want them to succeed.
I do too.
And they put so much money into this thing for what, 90 rooms or whatever. They put so much money into it. It's just making your staff happy and wanting to do things for people and being competent. It just doesn't seem like they can get to, it must be management. They can't get it together for
some
reason.
It's just everything about it is just,
that's too bad.
And it looks like a Holiday Inn Express, the restaurant.
Pretty soon, the Fried Homes, their rooms will open up above.
Oh.
I think this month.
And, where'd you see that?
I talked to the lady.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So okay. They have like, I think 5 or 6 rooms.
Oh.
That'll be really good. They completely remodeled
it.
Did you
see where they cleared out the lot on the V lot, that triangle lot between the post office and, you know, how 290 and 87, they're building a 100-room hotel there.
Wow.
Yeah. We're going to have visitors.
Well, that's okay. We need the rooms because the B&B structure is collapsing here.
Yeah.
You know, because
a lot of them are
property taxes and people have big mortgages.
They have special taxes too.
Every chair, every table, everything is taxed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
But anyway, so that was lunch.
Our
last
little
week.
Town is changing. It's changing. It's so not too bad yet.
But. So that was lunch at the Elbert. And then I was invited to a birthday lunch for my friend Brandy and my friend Dawn. And so we all went to Andrea's. And of course, Andrea just whips up this beautiful lunch.
Hold on. This was this the drinking day?
Yes, I had.
Because here's how that went down.
Yes.
In between loads of laundry, just baskets full of laundry, Tina somehow is like, well, this is going to be the day. We're all going to go drinking. We're going to have a good time.
Well, when Brandy invited me, she goes, will you drink? I go, yes, I'll drink.
And I said, go easy.
Oh.
You are lightweight.
Yes.
I said, did I not? I said, just go easy.
Yes.
Be okay. You came home. You were lit. I'm lit. I said, you drove home? I took the back roads.
I wasn't sloshed. I had a buzz though, for sure. I was drinking rosé. That's my drink of the summer now.
That is not your drink. That's not your drink of the summer.
It's
you need cheap $17 bottle Prosecco. That's
yes,
the drink
I
for
like
you.
That too.
The rosé, it gets you too loopy.
Yeah.
It's not your drink of the
summer.
But
that was fun. So it was like an afternoon of hanging with the ladies and it was just a blast.
So that's 2 days this week just drinking,
and then
hanging
I went today with the ladies.
Three times this week, but oh, Lordy, I've got laundry. Look at my husband's hoodies. Your life, my dear, is just so, you're so deprived.
I know.
Of joy.
I feel sorry. I'm sorry I even brought it up. Jeez.
You used it to promote the show. Good move.
Yeah. Okay.
good move.
Oh, so that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And we're already there. Andrea's already planning a birthday lunch for me next month. So we're doing that. So lunches.
I've discovered something.
Yes.
The laundry interrupts your drinking and lunch schedule.
I do not drink a lot. That's the issue right here.
No, you don't at all. I wish you would drink, but you don't drink at all.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was a fun week and fun lunch today.
If you cared about
too.
The show, you'd have a glass of wine on the show, but you don't seem to care about the show.
I'm going to drink with you on date night on Friday night.
Friday night is our date night?
Yes. Well, we're going out to dinner with a couple friends.
I can't be drinking because I'm driving.
Yeah, I can though.
Yeah. By the way, is this a Craig Weinberg art?
I did it.
You did this?
I did it.
Dynamite piece.
Yeah.
That's really, I'm looking at it like, that's a really good piece, babe.
I did it. Craig's busy. So I'm like in Canva making.
Enjoy dinner. Those sats on the splits, Craig Weinberg. Slacker.
I think I need to get the sats.
It's all in your name, babe.
Okay.
Nothing awesome. Is in my name.
Yay.
Nothing.
Good. So I had an old friend come and visit. Not old in age, but an old friend from Ronald McDonald House Charities on Saturday.
She's your friend, but I'm also friends
with her. You're her friend too. Yeah. Yes, yes. We love Sarah. Sarah came out from, drove all the way from Austin and came and spent the day with us and had lunch with us. And
that was nice.
It was really good nice.
Good catching up with her.
Yes. Yeah. And she's got a new job and she was talking about the new job. She was talking about the house and all the changes happening at the house. Let's just say I'm glad I don't work there anymore.
The house being Ronald McDonald House
yes.
Charities.
Yes. Yes. Let's just say I'm glad I don't work there anymore. I probably would have been booted out.
And prayers for her parents who
are
getting up there in age and struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
But she's a good egg, man. I like her.
Yeah. I like Sarah a lot too.
She's a very good egg.
Yeah.
She's fun to listen to. She's fun to be around. She's a very open personality. Yes. I like her. I like her a lot.
So we had a relatively quiet weekend though. We had no plans on Friday night and no plans on Saturday or Sunday. How'd you like that? Is that okay?
Did you notice I got up at 5 on Sunday and worked all day?
You do every Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know? But I didn't make you go anywhere Sunday night.
Oh, well, gee, thanks. Notice the language. I didn't make you go anywhere Sunday night.
Oh, so how was your... So Monday you had a much deserved, much needed Sabbath.
Yeah.
Monday.
And
so much so you fell asleep on the couch, which is a rarity these days.
I did.
Yes.
I did. I actually was able to do absolutely nothing.
All you did was play chess with...
I played chess with Willie,
yeah.
1-1. By the way, I will say there's a little bit of strife in Star Hollow.
Oh, yes.
Because, I go to Java Ranch.
That's the home of lukewarm coffee.
Okay, you can advertise whatever you want. They make great cappuccinos for me. They have great kolaches. I had a nice peach strawberry cobbler. The young kids, my kids who are the baristas, who I just love dearly. They always have stories about what's going on in their life and they have struggles. There's all kinds of stuff. And I love chatting with them. A lot of people have abandoned Java Ranch for the
new hip place in town.
For the swanky new coffee house.
Yes.
Even my brother, Pastor Jimmy, has abandoned Java Ranch for the coffee house.
I know.
Where the whole church hangs out now, apparently.
I know. We hang out. Yeah, that's and where my Bible study is.
Let me tell you, I am old school. I have loyalty. I have loyalty to Java Ranch. I will promote Java Ranch. I'm not going to tell anybody where this cocky house is. I'm going to call it cocky house. Java Ranch is where you want
to
go.
You haven't been to the coffee house. It's very nice. And they have a better selection of pastries.
There's lots
saying.
Of places I could go. Cocky house is not my place because Java Ranch, I have loyalty. I still go to the same hairdresser that I've been to for 15 years. They're going to have to carry me out feet first out of Java Ranch, not cocky house. So if you're coming to Fredericksburg, don't go looking for the cocky house. Go straight to Java Ranch on Main Street.
I'm telling you,
Tell them Adam sent you.
Adam who?
Oh, believe me. My kids know who I am.
Coffee house has great, great decaf Americanos.
Name one name of one of the baristas. Boom.
Joan.
You're just making it up. I have Christian. I got the new
maybe
new
they
barista,
need to redecorate. It's so kitschy in there. It's like not, they have like airport furniture in there. The pleather couches.
Baby. I didn't fall in love with you for the clothes, okay? I fell in love with your heart and your soul.
You liked my shoes on the first time we met.
That was not love. That was just flirting.
Flirting.
Cocky house doesn't, you don't.
Cocky house.
Aubrey, wonderful stories from Aubrey. She's so enthused. They're all struggling. It's tough life being a barista.
It's a matter of time before the doors are shuttered.
At Cocky House?
No.
Be careful. I don't want any Molotov cocktails flying around this town.
The only thing with Java Ranch, every time I've been there, so they make vats of coffee and they put them in those thermal urns.
I'm okay they that don't, you don't like the coffee.
It does not stay warm.
I understand. And I'm going to talk to them about it. I'm going to say, you want some of these cocky house people to come on? You know what they're going to say? We don't need them. The cowboys still come here.
Because only the cool people go to the cocky house. Oh my God.
It's okay. Oh. It's okay. I have a voice.
Okay.
I have a very powerful podcast.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell people you come here to Fredericksburg. You do not go to that one-star hotel restaurant. You go to Friedhelm's. You want coffee? You go to Java Ranch.
You know, I went to Keitel's today, Keitel's Pharmacy.
How was that?
It was busy in there.
It's pretty on the inside, for sure.
It was busy,
but
too.
But it doesn't feel like a hang, you know?
No, you go in there, you get your beverage, and you get touristy. Your food, and you sit down. But, I mean, they're in such a good spot that people gravitate towards there.
I bet you if I took Willie to Cocky House, people would be like, oh, what's wrong with him?
No, my goodness. We accept everybody.
Uh-huh.
We do. We'll even accept you.
No.
I'm gonna take you there.
I refuse. I am not a traitor.
I want you to try their cappuccino.
I don't care.
Annette loves their egg bites.
I don't care if the cappuccino at Java Ranch was watered down with crayons. I would still be loyal to them.
Oh, brother.
That's just who I am. I can't help it.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So anyway. So you went to Cocky House. You were telling me that's how we got started on this.
Why did I go there?
Because you were there as usual with the ladies hanging out.
Our Bible study meets there on Thursday mornings, but I was there yesterday to Monday for a meeting about Harvest Project Texas. So that's when I had the decaf Americano, which was delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Good. You deserve it.
Yes. And so we're planning our Christmas extravaganza. So I'm trying to get a meeting with everybody. It's like trying to schedule a meeting.
You guys have a budget? You have Matthew West budget? Because I can call him.
Well, we're working on that.
Okay. Well, let me know because he's booking up.
Okay.
Booking up fast.
Okay. And so, you know, in addition to the laundry and the luncheon with the ladies, I went and got a massage yesterday.
But yet, oh Lordy, the laundry. What was I doing? Let me see.
You were working all day.
Yes.
Yeah. You were very productive. You were working.
Yesterday I was extremely productive. Yes. Yeah. Because I've had some things. I'm supposed to do the God shot, so I'm holding on to that.
You don't want to tell that story yet?
Am I still doing the God shot?
You are doing the God shot, okay. Yes.
Tina's like, you know, it's been such a tough week with the laundry and everything and all my lunches.
I didn't say
and
that.
All my meetings at Cocky House.
I did not say that.
And I have a massage. Can you please do the God shot?
I did not say that.
No, but what's going on.
But I came in after my morning walk today, so I've been getting up. First thing,
you have,
throwing out my walking clothes.
I'm so super impressed. I always say it. I'm always worried because I know it's your prayer walk and you're out there, you're walking. I'm always worried that you got the earbuds in and you won't hear a car.
I can hear. Okay. It's not that loud. Right. I can totally.
I always say, please just keep your eyes open.
Yeah, because if I get hit, man, that's it. I'm done. I'm out.
You're going to dent the car with that.
I'll go down like a rock.
Okay, let's not do that.
Yeah, I worry about
the opposite side of the road.
I always worry about whether somebody, some crazy person.
Do you walk on the left-hand side?
I walk on the inside.
On the left-hand side? So you can see the traffic coming?
Yes, of course I do. All right. And then, of course. Okay. And then, but if I'm walking down the street, like if I'm walking down Main Street, and I always walk on the inside because I said, if anybody ever pushes me into traffic, I'm dead. Okay. I'm totally dead. All right. Anyway, so
good.
Why were we talking about walking?
I don't know.
Oh, so I get up in the morning and...
Talking about your tough life.
Oh, I wanted to talk about what happened last night, but if that ties into your God shot.
No, go ahead.
No. Oh, but no, let me back up. So I get up every morning and I'm wake up about 10, 15 minutes. I'm out the door. I dress. I put my clothes on. I'm out the door. And I found this new prayer, channel on YouTube. It's a prayer where they talk about scripture and weave stories around it, and then they go into prayer, and it's called Grace Oasis, and it is so good. I sent you one.
I really appreciate it. Do you think it's an AI voice? Sounds a bit like an AI voice to me.
It could. I don't care. Yeah, it makes no difference.
The only thing that kind of
Yeah, makes no difference to me because I'm listening to the message. Mm-hmm. And I've shared it with so many people. I absolutely love it. I just love
it. The one you sent me was great.
All of them are so good.
In fact, you sent it to me. It was 15 minutes, of which at least 8 minutes was prayer.
Yes.
And you came home and I'm here in my studio. I'm praying. And you say, hey. And you literally, I think you were saying like, two things. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think of things when I'm walking. I'm like, oh, I got to tell him that.
It's not like, hey, baby. No, two things. Oh, I'm sorry. You seem to be busy. I'll come back.
But no, so I walk in this, the YouTube every morning. It's about 14 to 16 minutes. Yeah, yeah, and my walk is 30.
What's it called again?
Grace Oasis.
Grace
and
Oasis.
And it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And luckily, there are no ads.
Yet.
Praise God.
Yet.
Yeah, oh, I hope not.
Don't you just pay the $14 a month or whatever it is, and you get no ads on YouTube? It's worth it.
Yeah.
The people who upload get some insignificant portion of that. Mm. So you are kind of helping him.
All right.
Just saying.
Okay.
I approve this subscription. I subscribe to everything. You know me. Yeah. It's like, I want to pay for content.
But the video, it's a video, but I listen to it audio, is about 14 to 16 minutes. My walk is about 30 minutes. So after I listen, I talk to God for the rest of the way. I don't listen to Megyn Kelly. I don't listen to anybody.
Good for you.
I just, and I just put it out there. So
much better. And how good do you feel?
Oh, I look forward to it. Mm-hmm. I look forward to it.
I mean, I literally, usually I get away with it. I do not look at anything except first thing I do, YouVersion.
Yeah.
YouVersion, go through that. Then I go to my Bible app. They have two devotionals. Then I get my devotional book one. Then I get Oswald Chambers. Then I may follow up in my Bible. And then Pastor Jimmy has sent his daily grind. I get his personalized text message to me. So then, you know, I have to spend 15 minutes typing it out.
Yes.
So, and then rereading because I make so many mistakes.
Yes, I know.
And because my phone is set for Dutch and English, mm-hmm. it translates all, you know, it makes all kinds of Dutch words. I'm like, what did I just write there?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I'll look at something else.
Okay.
And I love it. It puts me in such a good
mood. I know. It sets you on the right path.
I don't even look at text messages. Nothing.
No,
nothing,
puts you on the
nothing,
right.
Nothing, nothing.
Yeah. Puts you on the right
it's
path.
It's the way to go.
Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy it. And I've been sharing it with everybody. I just love it. Yeah. And I don't care if it's an AI voice. I really don't care. No. I care about the message. So, so last night, so yesterday.
Let me guess. Was Adam a crap again? Yeah, probably.
No, don't say that. I'm not going to tell the story.
Oh, no, please tell the story.
Yeah, don't say that about yourself, though. I don't like that. Even though I have to do your laundry, I don't like it.
All right. Okay.
So yesterday, we had talked about it, and it wasn't on your calendar, but Vaudeville had their quarterly wine event where we go and we're wine members. And so we go pick up our wine and we get to see friends. And a couple of our friends were going and two new friends were going. And so I knew it was on my calendar. We had briefly talked about it.
We had talked about it.
Yeah. And so I made dinner early, got everything done. I had put my makeup on. I had done my hair. I knew what I was going to wear. And we were doing the cleaning up. And I turned to you and I said, what time do you want to go tonight? And what did you say?
I want you to tell your side of the story because it's how you perceive the situation. And there's nothing wrong with it. And then I'll tell my side of the story.
And Adam goes, I don't want to go. And I go, oh, okay. And you're like, do you want to go? And I'm like, well, if you don't want to go, it's okay. We don't have to go. I'm like, you're like, blah, 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 whatever. And so I'm like, okay, all right. Well, I got disappointed. I got disappointed because in my head, I was ready to go. I was ready. And so we go outside and I don't know, I don't remember the comment I made to you. And you go, that's it, we're going to go, that's it. And I said, oh no, I am not going with you. Nope, not like that, no. I said, just let it go. And I sadly didn't let it go. I was disappointed, and you can feel it. If I'm mad at you, you know it. Because I wear my heart out on my chest. I just do. It's on my sleeve. I just do. I can't hide it. Wouldn't even look at you. But I wasn't mad at you. I was disappointed. And I said to you last night, I said, I'm not mad. I said, but, and I told you, like, I did dinner, got ready, whatever. And I said, and I don't understand why I'm just upset, like disappointed, not in you, but I said, but when I know God will reveal to me why. And I said, I know he will when I talk to him about it. I know he will. And he did on my morning walk. So go ahead, Kara, your turn.
You want to tell everyone what he revealed to you?
Yes.
And then I will tell the story from my side, which is similar.
Okay.
Different sound effects.
Yes. So as I'm walking and I'm like, I just don't understand why I was so disappointed. And it tied right back to the rejection issue. We all deal with rejection. I'm still dealing with it. And I did some work with a man here in our town, some freedom work, as Annette likes to call it, about this whole thing about a rejection, which started very early at a young age, and it crops up in different scenarios. And God just reminded me that he is the only one that has never, ever rejected me. Even through all my sin and all my shame, he never rejected me and he never will. And to keep my eyes on him. And I get that message all the time. And so when I came home after my walk, I said, God revealed to me, it has to do with rejection. That's why I was disappointed, because I felt in my weird, convoluted way, the enemy wanted to bring that up and bring it like in my face. So that's my story. And then we kissed and we made up last night. Not that we were even fighting, because we weren't fighting. It was just a little cold.
Okay. So.
Yes.
I will circle back to.
Circle back, Saki?
I will circle back, Saki, to what has been going on for the past 3 months in my God shot. But Monday, I was getting told, you need to observe your Sabbath. You have not properly observed this.
I didn't tell
this.
You that. God told you that.
God told me this.
Yes.
You need to, this is a command. And the decks were cleared. And the only thing I did is I played chess with Willie, and I literally did, I wasn't doom scrolling on stuff. I was just chilling. I was reading a couple articles. You're right, fell asleep on the couch. You know, like, oh, I'm just tired. I'm just going to lay down. And we had a lovely evening Monday night. If you know what I mean.
Okay, Adam.
And Tuesday I woke up, I was rested, but still tired, actually. So I was like, wow, I needed that so much. is amazing. That comes into my God shot. Now, so I was so light. I was so happy. And I had a day scheduled. I was doing all kinds of production work. I was doing help videos for Godcaster. I was doing voiceovers for my nephew, who has a big show coming up in Amsterdam. I did this big booming voiceover. I did inserts for Godcaster. I just, all this production work, got everything done. I double checked on the hotel for Monday. You know, everything's good. And then you said, I want to eat early. Now, I didn't have. That morning, I think we actually talked about it. So I recall that we talked about the vaudeville thing. Now, to eat at 5 o'clock is not crazy for us, because, you know, your eating schedule has changed a little bit. You like to eat earlier. I'm fine with that. And so I'd totally forgotten about it. And I was like, this is so great. I just want to sit down and just have a nice evening with my wife. And then the vaudeville thing came up, and I'll get to it in a second. And yes, my first reaction was, ugh. And then you went, oh. And I said, well, now, from my point of view, I believe I said, well, if you really want to go, we can go. And I'm sure it didn't come out that way, whatever it was. But yeah, from that minute on, no fooling me, you know, like pulling weeds in the garden. It's 95 degrees outside. You know, like pulling weeds. I go outside and I'm like, I'm leaning on the grill looking at you. You won't look at me. I hold the door open. You don't look at me. I'm like, this is not good. and so this goes on for several hours. And you know, and I'm like trying to make light conversation, like, nah, all right. So then I said, you came back from the bathroom. I said, Tina Curry, how long have we been together? You said, more than 10 years. Don't you know that? I said, right. So do you think you can fool me for 1 second? And I apologize because I had missed every single cue. I had missed the hair and the makeup. And because I wore a shirt literally that day,
yes,
so you wouldn't see me in a hoodie, you thought I was already ready to go out.
Yes.
I had missed every single clue and cue.
Because you were very focused on what you needed to get done.
And I said, I am so sorry. I felt so bad because you were disappointed. And I remember if I punished my daughter as a child, she would say, Dad, are you mad? No, I'm disappointed. Mm. And it would put her into a funk for days. And so I just felt so crappy about it.
Aww.
I really did. I felt, oh my God. And then you said, I wanted you to meet these two new people. I said, I didn't know any of this. I completely missed it all. It wasn't on my count. It's my fault. I'm so sorry. It just, I screwed it up.
Yeah.
And at that point you said, I also hate doing the laundry. No,
I did not say that.
But what I loved is that both of us handled that in a manner I don't think we would have gotten out of it that calmly and maturely and lovingly as we would have before Christ was in our marriage.
Right, right.
You probably would have stormed off, gotten in the car. I would have been mad.
It would have been a little more like violent words.
I would have been like, you know, I would have been raising my voice. You know, just all this dumb
and
stuff.
And it wasn't real. I was not mad at you. I wasn't.
I know you weren't.
I was just sad and I couldn't understand why do I feel it. That's why I said to you, I know God's going to reveal it to me. I know he's going to reveal like where this is coming from.
And I felt that I really stumbled because I blew it. I really blew it. I'm like, oh man, I can't believe it. When I walked Phoebe, I'm like, Lord, I'm a sinner. I repent. Please, please forgive me for this. No, because I meant it. You know, it's just like, I was dumb. I can't believe this because I want to do all things in love and be compassionate. And I want to be kind and gentle and understanding.
Babe.
And I blew it on this one day when I was actually feeling so incredibly good. So
we all do it though. We all,
I know.
I mean, we all have misfires.
And it worked out for the good, but it does come into my God share.
Nice segue.
Tina's God. Baby.
Adam's God share.
Which actually goes back a little bit further to the Blue Bonnet Cafe,
yes,
where I snapped at you.
Yes, a very unusual occurrence for Adam Curry.
So on Monday, as I'm doing my prayer, I think, yeah,
but
Monday.
Can I just add something? So with the snapping at the at Blue Bonnet, and then with the comment at Caleb, when you called me a racist about, I don't know, funny.
It was a dumb joke.
So then that's when I turned to you and I said, sometimes I feel like you just don't like me, like you are irritated with me. And you're just I said, I feel that way. And you were like, no. And so those kind of little outbursts kind of segues then into what you're going to talk about. Right?
Thank you for framing my gut.
I'm getting a little context.
3 months ago when you went off to
Nashville,
because,
Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
All you do is laundry.
Yes.
And you,
I'm never going to live this down.
For 6 to 8 hours a day, every single day, I was building this software project for the Godcaster. And the reasons why and what it is not so relevant other than it was tasked. I tasked myself. I was tasked to do it. And on Monday during my prayer walk, God revealed to me, because the project finished. The project finished like Saturday.
And it took a lot of your time and energy.
That's why I was snappy. Yes. That's why, because when you're thinking of software, your mind is just you can't stop thinking about it. It's like a problem you want to solve. You go to bed with it. You wake up with it. Oh, heaven. Because I was using AI to do this. And the disappointment of AI was so huge. And what God revealed to me is, I needed you to do this project so that you can understand what AI is and what it isn't and how it works, so you can tell people from an informed perspective what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blown away by that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's why I had to do this? Yes, that's why I had to do this. And so that's why it was so incredibly disappointing, because on Monday, I had just such a, thank you, Lord. Thank you for telling me why I had to do this. Thank you for this 3 months of, you know, I functioned okay, but not okay enough, because I was just insane with this project. Insane. We had one show with Dave, Podcasting 2.0. He says, what's wrong with you?
Mm.
And I said, well, because I'm going insane from this project. And so, by the way, now my task is, how do I take that knowledge and explain to people what it is and what it is and what it isn't? And the main thing it is artificial intimacy. That's the danger of it.
Yes.
Because even when I'm doing a software project and AI is talking to me and I'm putting code back and log files, and then at a certain point I'm angry at it and I start typing in all caps to the AI, that's when I knew, uh-oh, this has gone too far. I'm talking to this thing like it's a human being, yes, and I'm mad at it.
Yes.
So that's all a separate topic. And I have a feeling that God used me to help you in that particular case with whatever, you know, your rejection.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I don't know if it was the enemy or God just saying, sorry, going to use you for this.
And you know what? And I felt it. I mean, I felt you were in here, and I made jokes about it. You were in here all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then you would get up, you're like, I got to go fix something. And you were in here.
Yep.
And I felt the shift. I felt the shift of our relationship.
Yeah. Do you feel it shifting back?
Not yet. But,
Wow.
No, I mean, this is all, I love these challenges and these trials that are presented to us. So, but I just, not shift in that we're not committed to one another, but I just, the dynamic changed and I recognize it. And maybe that's what fed into the disappointment that I felt.
Of course. Of course. So it was interesting, because right at the moment when I'm coming out of it, I'm like, and I've had my Sabbath and I've had my rest. And so as part of the rest, which this is what I want to say about the God shot, is God commands us to take this rest. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a full day of doing nothing. That's kind of the idea, but you can find your rest and your peace in Jesus Christ. And, you know, there's different ways that you can handle it, but I basically was working 7 days a week, just basically nonstop 7 days a week. And in between already having a job, doing multiple podcasts, I have the Godcaster as a company, I have sales meetings, and then this project. So now I have to follow up and take my learnings and start to translate that and start to tell people about it. That's a set, but that's not the pain. So Matthew, I love it when the same messages pop up on the same day from multiple devotionals. Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite things. So Matthew 11:28 comes up. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And like, ah. And then this morning I open up, this is the pocket Bible devotional for men that I got from Chuck, the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And June 11th, learning to slow down.
Oh.
So I'm just going to read the devotional itself, not the scriptures.
Okay.
This hit me so. I love this. A hurried life is a busy life. It is to run around like a headless chicken. Yet people who are always in a hurry and chasing after all sorts of things get little done. They are busy. They never have time for anything or anyone. Don't live that way. Be urgent, but not hurried. Here it comes. Do what you need to do for the Lord every day, then you'll be doing enough.
Mm.
Like, boom.
Yeah.
And then there's all these different scriptures that go along with it. I was like, yes. So I urge everyone to take your rest, to take your time with the word, to just, you need it. And it's, I know it's hard to do. And I'm just committing myself. Like, no, I have to do this because I can't work 7 days a week. It ruins everything, ruins my relationship, just ruins everything. Mm. And so part of my learning about this AI stuff was also that. Like, mm-hmm. And it felt so, and so that was why it was such a blow to me that I had, because I was so happy. I'm like, I did all the, and I was like, I'm doing all these things. I'm good. I'm done. 4:15. I got the grill on. You want to eat early? I'm like, yay. And so it just hit me like, oh man, I can't believe that I responded that way. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's another opportunity for you. Us to learn.
You deserve better. For the amount of laundry you do, you deserve so much better.
Now I know, right?
It's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
Yeah, man.
We got to hear from those Cocksuckers now.
What do you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
Ah, well, the Cocksuckers are doing a lot of boosting on Fountain, which I like. We haven't gotten a lot of the subscriptions or the fiats or anything. So we do ask you to support Fountain. They're trying to do something new and trying to do something interesting.
Oh yeah. Here. Yeah. If you go to Fountain, you go to our show. It makes it so easy for you to support the show.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And I love those guys. I love what they're trying to do. And, but on the other hand, our very own Pastor Jimmy has no problem sending us a nice little Striper boost. Are you texting?
I can't get into Fountain.
You can't get into Fountain?
Oh. Anyway.
77,777 sats, Pastor Jimmy says, yes and amen on the praise breaks. That was the title of the last show. All of us need to pause and thank God for his goodness and grace. Yes, he is the helper. We have so much to be thankful for, starting with the Currys. We love you both. From PJ and DA.
Oh.
Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette. And we got a bucket overflowing emoji.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Thank you, brother. Daniel Williams comes in with $25 on the PayPal, which is the only PayPal we got. But you can still use PayPal. We'll take it all. You want to send us some checks in the mail, some gold bars? We'll take it all, everybody. No problem.
Thank you, Daniel.
Coming in from Fountain as well, 7777, B.O.J. Salmonier.
Oh, Michael Anastasio?
He says.
Wow.
We hear of the conversion of water into wine at the marriage in Cana as of a miracle.
Yes.
But this conversion is through the goodness of God made every day before our eyes. Behold the rain which descends from heaven upon her vineyards and which incorporates itself with the grapes to be changed into wine. Oh. A constant proof that God loves us and loves to see us happy.
Oh, I love that.
It's a quote from Benjamin Franklin, but still.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sam, for sharing,
that's awesome.
Michael. Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness, 7777 mini striper boost from Sir Brian with one eye.
And he's still trying to close the deal on this tabby cat.
Oh,
chick.
Please. Yeah. I would like Mindy to know that Tina appreciates you more than she appreciates me because she actually kept your corn dogs.
Oh,
I seem to remember Tina's birthday 2 years ago when I sent her some gourmet cheese and cured meats for her charcuterie board, and she immediately tossed it into the trash. It broke my heart.
Oh, because he sent Lunchables.
In the evening.
Yes.
It wasn't like gourmet.
No, it was Lunchables.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
4764 from Comic Strip Blogger.
Oh, CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Check out my original cartoons at www.csb.lol.
Oh.
And follow me on X at CSB. Yes, just three letters, CSB. I always follow back and will answer all questions, but only from followers.
Oh.
Yo, says CSB.
Thank you.
And for some reason, this is an interesting test. We got Dovidas from Pod from Fountain Hosting, formerly known as RSS Blue, doing some tests from Podcast Guru, which also came in as like $1 into the Stripe account.
You're speaking total Chinese.
I know.
I have no idea.
What I'm going to say is something interesting is happening here. So somehow he's sending dollars. It's automatically converting to sats. This is interesting.
Okay.
I have no idea what's going on. He hasn't told me, but those are our last five boosts.
Okay.
And I want to thank him. I want to thank the guys at Fountain for what they're doing. We love what you're trying to pull together. No idea what you're doing. Let me know.
Well, and I don't know why they signed me out of my account, which is a problem.
That's to upgrade your experience, of course.
I don't know what my password is, which is a problem. So.
Yeah, you have a forgot my password thing.
I don't know if I have it saved.
Oh, they send the forget my forgot. They'll take. Hey, you know what the good news is? I know the owner. I know the owner.
Yes.
I can get you reconnected.
You can get me hooked up.
No problem at all.
Know what?
Oh.
The question of the week.
All right, everybody, time for the question of the week. Tina makes up the question, so she has her answer ready.
The question of the week.
I don't really have my answer ready.
Why did you say oh?
Oh, because I wanted to say two other things, but I can say
well, you want to do that first?
You already played the jingle, man.
That is correct, okay. Showness.
We probably have the same answer. I'm glad you're answering this first.
Oysters!
Okay. What do you think is our biggest strength as a couple?
Our biggest strength as a couple?
Yes.
To the outside world or between us?
Oh, you always do this. Of course, people looking at us.
Our biggest strength is our love of Jesus Christ who stands right in the middle of us. That's not your answer.
Yes.
I can see
I agree. However, what I think is the outward appearance of our love for Jesus Christ. That's what I think. Like people witness it and recognize it, and we've been complimented on it. And it's very natural for that. So I think it's the...
Yeah. Similar answer.
Yeah.
When people see that, they go, I want that too.
Yeah, of course. Who does? Who wouldn't? It's fantastic.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to make another laundry joke. I'm going to refrain. Good question, babe. I like that.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah. Now you had two other points.
Yeah, I just
want to
talk about our newest addiction.
Oh.
Yes. Finally.
We have been going through a bit of a rough spot when it comes to watching things.
We like to decompress at night. After dinner, after a day, we like to watch a couple hours of television.
And we pretty much got through every show that we wanted to see. Everything is on hiatus or we watch the season. The Chosen is coming back. Now, we watched the debut on YouTube.
Without subtitles or without captions.
I can't wait until... is it Saturday, I think, or
the 15th?
Mm-hmm. When it comes out on the app, so we can watch it with captions, because all this stuff is mixed for theater. You can't understand a thing anymore.
Right.
So we kind of need captions. And so we've been hunting around looking for something to watch, and pretty much everything is violent.
Yes.
There's just violence everywhere. And so we default back to Seinfeld because it's just dumb. It's about nothing. But even that, like sometimes at the end of Seinfeld, you know, not every Seinfeld was fantastic. I'm like, it was all right.
Right.
And who was it that told us to watch this
show? I don't even remember. I can't remember when people tell us things.
Someone said, you really should watch that show. And we had tried it before, I think.
Yes.
One or two episodes.
And they said, you need to get into like episode 3 or 4 and then you're really going to like
it. If that was you, thank you very much.
I can't remember who told us that.
So... Ted Lasso.
Yes, Ted Lasso on Apple TV.
It is a just feel good.
It's a delightful show. Yes, it's fun.
I almost want to get an iPhone.
What?
Just because I'm so grateful they made. They're not making money on any of this, I'm sure.
Wow, I think that's going a little far. But
yeah,
okay,
I'm really not going. Don't worry. I said almost.
I just heard No Agenda Nation like shake their head collectively,
roll their eyes. And we like within 3 days, we went through the first season, and it's kind of odd because it's about soccer.
Yeah. Which I know nothing about, but that's not what, I mean, that's
it's not what it's about.
Right.
But for me, it's extra cool because I know about football.
Football.
I know about England. It's just different things have extra meaning for me. But we sit there and we laugh at it.
Yes.
And then we go, and it's just cute and it's nice. And I thought this was just looking at it, I'm like, this has got to be the stupidest show in the world. I never had any intention
there's five seasons. So we just got started.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Yeah.
So we
found our show for the next couple weeks.
We did find our show for the next
couple
weeks.
Then we'll blow through that and we'll be like, what can we watch
and
now?
And then what? I don't know what. Well, by then, something will be back.
When Hopefully.
Well, we'll be back into The Chosen. Yep. I don't know how many episodes they have.
I think there's five or six.
No, they do more in a season, don't they?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
No, anyway.
So.
Hey.
Hey.
And so this Monday, we get a redo.
Oh,
we get a do-over. This was so funny. So I have everything. You know half of what I had planned. You know, the restaurant. We already discussed that. And then early this week, you're like, you didn't book the Four Seasons, did you? I'm like, what are you, The Four Seasons in Austin is the worst possible hotel in the universe.
I don't know why I thought
so
that.
I had to tell him, like, I booked this hotel. Is this okay? Is it okay? Tell me it's okay. I can change anything.
Oh, no, it's fine, babe. I'm excited. We love that hotel, too.
We do.
It'll be nice to just get away.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Putting the Feedmeister. She's going to stay with the ladies up there in the...
Yes, at the vet.
At
Pertinelli's.
Pertinelli's, since Jill and both Jill and Mike are out.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I am too.
And we can talk all about it. Not all of it, but all about it on Wednesday on the next show.
Yes, we're going to go down memory lane.
Whoa. Well, extra long show, I guess. I love you, darling.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see y'all next week right here on Curry and the Keeper. Yeah.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening.
Curry and the Keeper.